Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening for August 4th, 2014. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and this is Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And we're glad to have all you folks with us tonight and all you callers. Do a short little intro about myself, and then I'll take some callers and you to make comments or get readings. Real quickly, my interest in psychic ability started in the late 60s, and a lady turned me on to a lot of psychics, did a horoscope for me, got me very interested. And in 1972, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had an incredible experience. I wrote a book about it called The Second Eternity. It's check it out. It's on Amazon and Kindle. I had a near-death experience, and not many people talked about them in 1977. So I knew what I experienced, and it was the most incredible thing in my life. Certainly can't go into it in any detail on this show. But check it out, A Second Eternity on Amazon and Kindle. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings using lithomancy. And that, after she taught me her method, it became my main method. So I've been using lithomancy for, well, since 1980 is my main method. In about 2000, I was curious how other people did it. Couldn't find anything written on it. So I thought, well, I'll write a book on it. So I wrote a book on how to read stones. It's titled Lithomancy. That's L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. A lot of psychic ability is interpreting symbolism. And with these stones, it's very interesting to me. It's very visual, I suppose you could say. It's three-dimensional. Basically, what I use is 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and six life stones, excuse me, personal stones called life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do them in person, the person I'm doing the reading for drops the stones. When I do them over the phone, I charge them up, and I ask you to say drop. I'll drop them, and in either case, I read them like a clock in a circular fashion from the center of the clock to the top, which is 12 o'clock, and then around for 12 weeks each hour, representing approximately a week. And I focus on different things. General reading, I'll just tell people what I see. If you ask a specific question, I'll put more focus into checking that out, per se. I also use playing cards, and often you just use playing cards right along with when I'm doing a stone reading. So it's just more symbolism. My method of lithomancy is fairly well organized. My method of cards is pretty freelance, so I feel I cover both spectrums, a fairly consistent system and a rather, I guess you could say, spontaneous system with cards. So we'll be taking some callers, and just about to get to that, I want to tell you folks, if you do call in, don't call back. Stay in the order you called in, because you will go to the end of the line if you call back. And just to let you know the order of the folks who have called in, and we'll be taking these calls, area codes 832-313-310, and then 111-111-111-111, then area code 256. Area code 315, and we'll probably get to all you folks tonight, and probably some more. So We are going to be moving on to our first caller. This is area code 832. Let me see if, can you hear me, 832?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who am I speaking with, brother?
I'm Prince, brother. I think you spoke with me before. I love you. I haven't got to listen to your show yet. It was taking an eternity. But I will say this. I just recently, me and my family just recently moved from my apartment. We pretty much, I guess you could say, almost on the verge of becoming homeless. We're living in a hotel, and we just moved from a motel. And I need to know, will I get approved for an apartment? Because I got turned down for a loan today. What am I gonna do? What am I to do? How am I gonna bring more money my way?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Prince. Let me do this. I'm charging these stones up, and I'll try to see what I can see from these stones. Hopefully give you some inspiration. I've only got a couple minutes per caller, but I'll tell you what I can tell you in a few minutes. And while I've been talking to you, brother, I've been charging these stones up in my hands, getting them warm with your energy. And all you have to do, my man, is say drop. Whenever you clearly say drop, I'll drop the stones. I'll tell you what I see. Okay?
Well, go ahead and drop them, brother.
Okay, right. Well, there is Pluto right at the top. Pluto indicates a lot of problems you've been in, and the play stone is near that. So, you have been through a lot of tough times. But you've also got Mars, Jupiter, the magic stone, actually the luck stone too, Neptune and the commitment stone, all in this first 2 weeks. So, yes, you do have a lot of complications right now, but it feels like you're going to get some support, some help, some enthusiasm here in the next week and a half or two. You do have to be patient, as frustrating as it is. Everybody tells you that, but it's true. Any kind of system or bureaucracy runs slow. But it feels like with the communication you've put in and continuing communication, whatever kind of services or people or agency you're looking to strike the right balance between being the squeaky wheel that gets the grease and not too irritating, but stay on top of it. Sometimes it takes a little bit more maybe personal attention. Get to know someone in the office. Get to know those people, how they're thinking, what they're doing, that sort of thing. Because you're learning a lot in this first week or so forth, a lot of information. And even though it's very frustrating, I think you should turn all that frustration not into the obvious frustration, but into, okay, I'm going to get to the solutions on these things, because that's what you were asking about. And it feels like in the next week to 2 weeks, you get a lot of positive energy from support. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing works in your favor, but it does take a little bit longer than you'd like. That's what I feel like. So maybe you have some temporary thing in the next couple weeks that'll hold you over if this is delayed. Now, having said that, you've also got the magic stone pointing to Neptune. So you have a big challenge ahead of you with good rewards. And the challenge is not to be too stuck in the problem, but to be very visionary, to start really thinking about best-case scenario and better. Why not? Think big. Let the universe slap you down, because it will a little bit. But, think 300. Let the universe kick you around, settle for 150. Because that's the way you really need to think, and you want to think. And you want to be the visionary for the people around you, for your family, for people you care about, for people you want to support. So this feels like in this next couple of days and week, you're really, I guess the best way to say it is kind of putting an end to your fear as best as possible and starting to really open this inspirational feeling about people you've contacted, about people you will contact, about miracles happening for you. Because as you go through this in the next couple of days, it sort of takes the place of all this frustration. And it didn't even take a couple of days. I feel like in the next 24 hours, 48 hours, you're going to make some shifts of consciousness here that are really going to help you. Really, don't be afraid to take the Pepsi challenge. You got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain. So just surrender to everything that's been screwed up and go, okay, this is a new moment, new blackboard. Every moment is a fresh moment. You know, you just got born on this planet. You got a roof over you for now. You don't have bombs dropping over you. Things are good. Start thinking of it that way.
So, in other words, my luck is going to change for the better?
I feel like it is, but it requires your participation, active participation, because you've gone through enough crap to where you know that doesn't pay off, thinking about that, focusing on that. So focus on miracles. Focus on growth. Focus on change. Focus on things working for you. Don't spend too much time trying to fix a broken wheel. Get a good one. And what I mean by a wheel is a way of thinking, a way for you to move forward. Because as you do that in the first couple of days and week, I think you're going to come to kind of put some of this fear and doubt and the stuff from the past in the past, let go of it so you can really move ahead. And that's going to start a lot of good things happen to you in the second and third week. And by the fourth and fifth week, you're going to be really thrilled at what's going on with you. And I wouldn't be surprised if by the eighth or ninth and tenth week with family and everything else, things are really worked out. And beyond this three-month period, it feels like you're really getting a stable place in the future. It feels like there's maybe some temporary things in between now and then, but you're making steps toward a permanent place. So think about that. Not what's going wrong, but think about that. Think about how you're going to get some money coming in. Think about a miracle happening to you. Think about you just being the right guy at the right time. Really? I'm serious, brother. That's the best thing you can do. Believe in that. When you go up to bat, you don't think, I'm going to strike out. You think, by God, I'm going to hit a home run. You know, it's a technique
like
just
that,
like
brother.
Life. Think of that
I like
way.
That
that's
a lot.
That's the first thing you do. Forget yesterday. Forget all the sorrow. Forget all the headache. Just cut it off. Erase the blackboard. New day, new moment. By God, I'm going to change all this. That will really help you, brother. It'll start the wheels, and you'll start to see miracles, and you'll get better at it. Try it.
Thank you very much. I have another question, and I'm going to get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I've been contacting, which are mainly females, you know, we swap phone numbers and everything. Everybody seems so busy for me. What do you see in that? I don't understand that. I met a woman.
It's you getting your energy up to a point where you're busy, too, with dreams and hopes and aspirations and working on things, and then you're moving along just like other people, and you catch them going at the same speed. So it's not really it's not really anything against you right now. It's just that people are busy. They're out there kicking and moving and thinking and planning. And so you join that flow, and then you won't feel like you can't get no respect. You with me?
Okay. Yes, I am. But they're not going to forget about me. Will they start contacting me, the people that I'm, like, talking to?
No, you, in the next couple of days and week, you take a resurgence of energy on everything. Everything that's bothered you, every bit of crap you turn to gold, every bit of fear you turn to inspiration, and that's going to help your decision-making and communication. It really is. And by the second and end of the third week here, there's a lot of things happening for you. That's about all the time I can spend, Prince. I got a lot of callers in. I want to get to some other ones. But listen back on the archives.
I appreciate it.
You too, man. Listen back on the archives and listen to this again. Love you too, brother. Be inspired, man. Life is cycles.
Be inspired, brother.
Shit ends and good stuff starts, so bring it in faster. Bring it in sooner rather than later. You do have an effect.
Until we talk again. You have a nice day.
You too, man. God bless you, Prince. Stay happy, man.
God bless you more.
All right, all right, all right. We're moving down to...
Hello.
Who am I speaking with? Hello.
Sherelle. How you doing?
Pretty good, my dear. What can I do for you?
Yes, I wanted you to pick up on a guy named Sammy. What does he think about me?
A guy named Sammy, you said?
Sam.
What do you think about you? You've known him before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like he's someone that's kind of come back in a different way in your life. I think it's brought a lot of mystery to you. I think it's bringing a lot of feelings of you being attractive. I think you have to evaluate things, and it's not a taxing thing to do. It's just not be all, you know, Google-eyed and, you know, stumbling over yourself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what they're...
So how does he feel about me?
He's just kind of getting familiar. Remember, you women are more complex about that. Yeah, y'all have relationships in your mind 24/7. We don't necessarily. Well, you do. Y'all are made that way. You really are. So yeah, he thinks about you, but he's not near as thinking about you as much time and consumed as you are him. So that's what I'm saying. You keep your your seatbelt on. You're in a good position. He seems like a good guy who's bringing you out of the bringing you into the open again, letting you date and feel good again. But there is some stuff there that you just kind of want to keep your eyes open about. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
You just want to keep your eyes open. You know, interesting character, but you don't want to be caught in the blender.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But it does feel like it's inspiring to you. It feels like y'all have a lot more communication that needs to be done. You women want to, you're much more of how you feel, what you think.
Is that going to get better? Is he communicating me? Is that going to get better? Communication.
Men in general are that way. I certainly feel he's that way, but men don't talk that much about it. We just kind of go, yeah, I love you, babe. Here, bye. I'll go work on the car. And that's what we do. We actually do. We go, hi, babe, I'll go work on the car. And y'all are thinking, did he love me? Did he kiss me? Why did he go work on the car? Why didn't he hang around a little longer? So I'm not being critical. Y'all are very complex. What I feel like you have to do is get to know him better, but get to know yourself better. And that's what it's bringing up to you. So you can kind of know what you feel. Because he feels like a good guy, but you just want to keep your safety belt on, your seat belt on. You don't want to be thrown for a ride, so... See where it goes. Be patient. Does that help you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Thank you, sir. You have a blessed evening. Don't work too hard, okay, honey?
I try not to, my dear. I appreciate it.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye.
You too, Chanel. And to all you folks, you can listen back on the archives and listen to your reading again. Just go back to Psychic Gone Wild on Monday night, probably about an hour after the show, and they will be available to download. And I can certainly cover more in a 30-minute reading, so check out what I do on my website, garywimmer.com/psychic, psychic. And if you get to my homepage, you can always click on my psychic link. I'm also a writer, an actor, and a musician, but most of my energy is in psychic work now. Moving along, we're going to area code 310, as I said earlier. You there, 310?
Hello. Hi, Gary.
Hello. Who am I speaking with? What a nice voice.
This is Lynn.
What's your name?
My name is Lynn.
Lynn?
Yes.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
How can I help you, my dear?
Gary, do you see or feel when I will meet my special love? Can you tell me anything about that person?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll kind of look at some cards and some stones here, and I'll probably see some other things related to that.
Okay.
I don't necessarily get an address or a phone number, and one lady was asking me that, and I said, would you like his address and email, phone number? Yeah. I said, what would you do, go contact him? Yeah. I said, well, you'd be a stalker instead of a potential love interest, you know. Having said that, my dear, all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I'll see about love.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you know, you're in a good position right now to really feel empowered about things, and that includes all the changes in the past, and you're starting to line a lot of strength up for yourself that's going to really put you in a very magical cycle in your life in general with a lot of things. And part of what you're doing in this three-month period, the first couple weeks here, is not only feeling inspired and powerful, you're letting go a lot of crap. You're just really, and that's very good for you. Because that's setting you up to be, when you turn on your feminine magic light, it's not, you don't have a whole skeleton, a closet full of skeletons you're bringing with you. You've got... how you've re-inspired yourself in these decisions with your life in these first couple weeks. That's what you tell. That's what you emanate. That's what you vibe. So as you go through this first week or two and start feeling a lot of luck and good decision making, things about your place and your environment and that are really booming, and it helps you clear out a lot of issues from the past and get much more flexible, much more spontaneous. Then by the third and fourth and fifth week is when you're really setting yourself up to draw the right lover to you. Now, do I see him necessarily on that date? Not necessarily on the fourth week, but not necessarily not then. I can't put a date on it. But what it's feeling like from the fourth and fifth and sixth week on, you're in a position where you meet people again. You meet guys. You've got a better sense of more experience, more intuition. You've let a lot of the past go. You know, just because every woman's met a jerk. You know, or a couple. Doesn't mean all guys are jerks, but culling can be a process, but by the 8th and 9th and 10th week, dear, this feels like I wouldn't be surprised if you're meeting people, dating people, and starting to really realize that, wow, there's no rush on this. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
And that's what puts you in this feeling of being able to have your magic on again, not be pressured by your time or the biological clock or the fears of this or that, but be real inspired again. And that's what feels like it's going to bring you the right love to you. I can't put a name on him or a date, but I can certainly say that these first couple weeks of you feeling empowered are going to empower you in that realm as well. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It really, really does. Oh,
good.
My gosh, thank you so much.
You
Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Got a lot of good energy, girl. Ride that pony. Let it take you to higher ground, okay?
Thank you, Gary.
You
good
too.
Evening.
You
bye-bye.
Too, girl. Let people know what I do. That helps a lot. Let them know about the show on Monday nights and let them know about what I do. And I'm going to be moving right along here. Again, I'll refresh you folks on the sort of the order here of the callers. 111-256, area code 315-856, and 347. And a couple more. We'll probably get to all of you. I'm going to take a quick drink here. Didn't even cut off and take a break. Need to get some water in my throat. Having said that, we are with 111-111-111. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. I'm Sharon.
Sharon. Is that a Skype number?
It is.
Okay. I've seen it before.
Okay.
I was just wondering. So,
it's certainly
untraceable, my dear.
Oh, that's funny. I know. I know.
Right.
You know, these days, I don't think anything is untraceable.
Oh, I know. I know when your cell phone's spying you and Facebook is scamming you. I mean, God almighty, One person brought up a couple years ago, the book 1984 was afraid the government was going to have all this information on us, which, of course, the NSA does. But they didn't project that people would be putting their own information out so publicly. That's, the thing that the book 1984 didn't see happening, Having said that, my dear, how can I help you?
Well, can you look out like in the next, see what's going to come up for me in the next 3 months? I'm still looking for employment.
Yeah, I will do that. Have I given you a reading before?
Yes. Maybe 3 months ago and then four. Yeah, you give me two. I call like every 3 months.
All right. Well, I hope it's been kind of helpful. I can't guarantee anything, but I just do my best. That's all I can do.
Oh, I know, Gary. I'm still looking. See if I land one in the next 3 months.
Well, I'll tell you what, my dear, they're nice and charged, so all you have to do is say drop.
Go ahead and drop, or you'll just see what's coming up for me in the next few months.
Actually, you've got the luck stone right at the very top. This is showing that you're starting to get a shift of luck here. There's been a lot of changes. You've got Uranus right here, a lot of changes from both I guess how you feel about things, a lot of things about emotion, and you feel like you're hitting these walls in some sort of way, But as you go through this next couple of days and week, let this change your attitude about hitting the home run. Okay, I've been swinging. Maybe I needed that much practice. Didn't know I needed that much God, but I guess I did. Now I'm ready to hit the ball out of the park. That way, because you're starting a lucky cycle, and when you're starting a lucky cycle, it's showing you sort of, I guess, how to apply yourself in this. It's less strenuous and more exciting and more liberating and more you selling yourself. Because you're putting these doubts behind you in the first couple weeks. And that's going to really empower you. That's the thing that's going to lead you to a job. Because what it's doing, it's setting you up in a situation with relationships. And, of course, the most important one is with yourself. Where you feel balanced. Where you feel harmonious. You're not fighting invisible ghosts that are screwing with you. You're grabbing little threads that are connected to miracles and riding those, you know, like magic balloons pulling you up. So change your, this first week or two, as long as there's been a lot of change, go with it. Change your worries. Put them all in worry and pain and that sort of thing. We all go through it. We all have it. But it's not something we're supposed to live with. It's something we're supposed to use to address an issue. Oh, I got a thorn in my knee. Oh, I'm sad because of XXX. I have to empower myself or whatever. But as you go through this first week, sweetheart, you're really going to feel a lot of luck for yourself and a lot of a good change. And I suggest you really, when that's working, you get a 55-gallon drum, really fill up on it, allow yourself to feel even better than you feel like you should. Be surprised, because as you do that, by the second and third week here, not only is this helping you get in balance, it's putting people to connect with you, people to believe in you, either people you're interviewing or have interviewed or people around you, and I think it's a little bit of all the above. And by the third and fourth week, you realize a lot of this stuff that you've been through for probably a while, you know, it's kind of built up. It disappears. You get happy again, and it gets kind of crappy again. Well, you're learning how to manage that a lot better. So you have control over it, and it doesn't have control over you. That's why there's been a lot of change, and that's why your own psyche and so forth is urging you to change with it. You know, quit being afraid of what hasn't worked. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, it feels like you're applying all this energy so well, even in the first couple weeks, that you've not only got a whole new sense of balance and confidence within yourself, but that projects. That's what you're selling, and that brings you about good career. I'm getting the feeling there's a lot of, think of other things you could do. Keep your mind open. A lot of different options, you know. Everything can be temporary. It doesn't have to be a permanent thing. Because it feels like once you get in the flow of things, your confidence catches up with that, and then everything starts working quite well for you. So don't be afraid to let go of the heaviness, the doubt, the seriousness. It's a conscious effort, and it's less effort than, you know, it's a lot easier to take the anvil off your head and walk than it is to continue carrying it on your head. Don't be afraid of taking it off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because this first couple...
You said I'm entering a new cycle, too, you said.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, because you're ending this cycle of feeling like everything is slapping you around, hitting walls. And it's, you know, part of it's because cycles change, and part of it's because as you feel a little luckier in the first couple of days and week and amongst a lot of change, amplify it. You know, you feel a little light, open the door full blast. You know, you feel a little good thing, believe in it. You know, because it builds up. And by the third and fourth and fifth week, there's a lot of good energy having yourself. And that's what's going to land you the job. Even if it's a temporary thing, it's going to set you in a position where other people are going to be able to hire you either in what you're doing, lift you up to a higher level, or you're going to have the confidence to go to another place once you kind of work, you know, 4 or 5 months to get your feet in the ground again. So start thinking of it that way. Really do. Because I can even feel there's a lot of opportunities for you, like close, maybe outside your environment a little bit, in the future coming as well. So use this first week. Use this first week to feel really inspired. You've got it's kind of breaking you free of all this doubt. So And cash in that
you do
money
feel, yeah, and you still you feel things coming. It'll, you because I asked the next 3 months, so you do see it in like the near future.
I see, it feels like by about the 8th or 9th week, I'd be surprised if
okay.
you're not employed, really.
Okay.
And I feel like this first couple of weeks is you sort of doing the war dance again, communicating with people again, getting your name out there, following up, you know. Feel confident, not like you're bothering anybody, but by God, I'm the best person for this job, and you need no look no further. Here I am. And believe that and bring it out, and people will go, you know, well, hell, we got people who are more qualified, but I like your soul, lady. You know, I'm going to hire you just for your energy. That'll sell. You with me?
Yes.
Good. Give it to your college try again, Sharon. Don't give up. Okay, girl?
Thank you.
You too. God bless. Have
Bye-bye.
A good weekend. Stay inspired. Okay, my
Thanks.
Dear. You too. And again, it makes my day to be able to help you folks. I wish I could come up with every answer about everything, but it's not the way life's supposed to be. We're supposed to know some stuff and discover some stuff. Speaking of which, we are now with 256. How are you doing, 256?
I'm great. This is Kimberly. How are
Kimberly,
you?
Kimberly, I'm doing pretty good. My common theme is I will watch 5 minutes of CNN, and I realize how blessed I am. You know, it's a crazy world. Kimberly, you talk for just a second. I'm going to get a little bit of water. What's happening with you, girl?
Well, I was just listening to what you said. You said something should be discovered. And I was just talking to God today. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and I guess school is not the time for me right now. I know it's not time to go to school. And I've been teaching for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the first year that I really accepted it because I have been, you know, just kicking, saying there's got to be something better. But I'm learning to be grateful for where I am.
Amen,
and
baby.
What I'm doing.
Remember, Kimberly, all you got is the moment.
Right.
A friend of mine about a couple weeks ago said, I hate my job. I said, how many hours you work? 40 hours a week. I said, driving in and lunch about 50. Yeah. I said, you mean you hate 50 hours a week of your life? What are you doing? Change it. It's your life. Quit hating it. So I had to throw that
exactly.
in.
So I, more than anything, I just want to understand my path. I don't know if that's a good question.
I'll tell you what I can see. You just all you have to do, Kimberly, when it feels right, is just say drop. I'll use these stones and kind of see what tell you what I see about your path.
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Well, actually, you have been looking a lot in the past. Probably not with that much regret, but a little bit of maybe I should have, maybe I should have, and like. I was just saying we can't change the past. So
you
have the Lux Stone and Neptune and the Moonstone going from the center of the clock to 12 o'clock. And Neptune right here in the center, it's kind of buried between these other stones. And it's kind of safe. And it's Neptune is saying about dreams and hopes and aspirations. Because if you start applying this and believing in it more and more and more, give or take the time. There's a time for everything to work out. But as you look at the next couple of days and week or two, next 2 weeks or so in your life as very lucky because you're going to start making big dreams like you already have, but you're going to move on them. You're going to actually make them work. You don't have to do them overnight. You know, some things take a little bit of time, but whether it's being a doctor or something different from being a teacher or maybe you know, a combination of both or other things. As you go through this first week or two, you're really in a position now to be able to think about what you want. You don't have to do it immediately, but it feels like it sets up plans for like maybe later this year, whether it's fall or something like that, that you start really, I don't know if you're going to school that quickly. Oh, that you're in school. That's what I kept feeling, your teacher. But as you go through this first 2-3 weeks here, think big. Think about what you want to happen because it's exactly what you've been doing and it's time to think a little bigger and a time to see maybe when you want to start moving that direction. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week, I feel like that's what you're doing. Now, I don't know if you're in taking other courses in college, but it does feel like in one sense, seriously looking at your life and your career. And on the other sense, it's not so serious. It's like empowered. It's visionary. It's, hey, here's where I'm going. But I think you surprise yourself by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, how you've really set yourself up to not only think big about your career and allow that to happen, see how it's going to unfold, but it affects how you feel about relationships. It affects how you feel about love. And it affects how you feel about plans in the future, whether you're going to move, whether you're going to stay here, a lot of things like that. So, and I don't have the time to get into all the detail about that, but take this first week or so, and don't worry about the things you didn't do and shoulda, woulda, coulda, because the opportunity is still coming back to you. And that's why, even though these stones are pointing toward 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, when you get to 10, 11 o'clock, 10th or 11th week, they show how much power you have gained and how much that's helping you toward your future career and plans and love. And so take this first week or two and amp up your hopes and aspirations even more. It's going to chisel away at the doubts you have about being able to pull it off. And then you'll know the steps to pull it off. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got more luck than you give yourself credit for. You've got better situations than you give yourself credit for. And I'm saying relax. Relax, enjoy your day, but think of what you're doing. Think of where you want to go, because that's what you want to have happen. Not what you missed, but where you're going.
Okay. That makes
sense. That help you, girl?
Yeah.
God bless you, Kimberly. You have a good night, girl.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
Let people know about the show. Let them know what I do. Check out my website. And you folks, you want to have an interesting read, go check out my book, A Second Eternity. It's on Amazon and Kindle. You'll find it very interesting. It has a lot to do with psychic ability and what happens outside the body and how we read signs. It's a very interesting book. Something that I dedicate. I wanted to really take the reader on what I went through 34 years ago. And from a lot of the reviews I've gotten, I take them on the ride. It's an interesting ride. You'd enjoy it. Having said that, we are with area code 315. Are you there, 315?
Yes, Gary. How are you tonight? This is Annette.
Annette, how are you, my dear?
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Is that right?
Good. Yeah, that's right.
Well, maybe there's another Annette. Well, it's good to have you with us again, my dear.
Yeah, this is maybe a month since I've talked to you.
All right. Well, what can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I was wondering what you can tell me. How's that?
Over the next 3 months? Kind of a general reading, so to speak.
Sure.
I will do. And just to let you folks know, we've got four or five more area codes here. Can probably get them all in. Got about 20 minutes left. That's area code 856-347-248 and 111. Stick with us, folks. Try to get to all of you. Having said that, Annette, I'm charging these stones up, my dear. Getting your energy to them. And anytime you say drop, I'll drop. I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
All right.
That was caffeine loaded.
Pardon me?
That was caffeine loaded drop.
Hey, that's okay. Well, there's a lot of change in your life right now. And it feels like it can be pretty good. What I feel like it's doing for you, it's helping you really organize a lot of things in the next couple weeks. So you have several different feelings of prosperity happening. Good intuition, good feeling about finances, good feeling about emotions. So as you go through this next week and so forth, it's almost like It's life's kind of telling you to stretch your parameters. You know, you ask me what's going on, maybe life's saying, well, what do you want to happen? Do you know what I'm saying? It's almost like you're being stretched in your own imagination here, and that's something to really appreciate, work for when that happens. Get that bus ticket, go with it. So broaden your scope of possibilities for yourself, because that does, it helps you seal up a lot of things from the past that have kind of blocked you from being the optimist you'd like to be, or the visionary you'd like to be. So as you sort of shake up the pot of your own stew, for example, and put some more spices in it and be bold about the taste and think outside the box and stretch your parameters all in the next couple of days and week, because there's a lot of change, you know, go with it. Let it affect you positively. Because by the second into the third week, it's helping you organize. It's kind of like everything blows up and comes down a different way, so you can actually put the right stuff in the right closet and make the right decisions and get a lot of organization and planning and structure in your life here in the next couple of weeks. And by the third and fourth week, you've really turned on this feeling of optimism I was saying a while ago. And it's about several different issues. It's about love. It's about your place. It's about whether it's a new job or a new career. Do you have your own business?
I used to have.
Okay,
I
could feel something about your own business. Well, it's almost like you're kind of getting in that mode. You may not be running your own business, but you're feeling that sort of individualism, creativity, without all the worry about trying to sustain the business. Because it feels like you've got this almost like a commitment to yourself happening from about the third and fourth and fifth week on to really continue this growth. Continue to see the things you can imagine doing, the things you'll need training to do, the things you can jump into and do, whether it's artistic, talent, career, all these. It's just a lot of involvement, spontaneity, refreshing yourself, updating. Because by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, you really have made all these good decisions, and your life is taking courses now that you by the 8th and 9th week that you're just now planting seeds for in the first week or two. And by the end of this 3-month period, it feels like, are you single right now?
I guess so. I guess that you'd call me.
Well, the reason I'm saying that, it feels like love comes back to you pretty well by the 11th and 12th week here. It feels like you feel just in love with life, in love with yourself, and probably that opens it up to partners in a refreshed way. So take this first week to be bold, you know, to be fresh. You don't know what to do, go stir stuff up. Talk to people. Look at things. Check the website. Use your imagination. Leap through, what's the word? Stimulation. A lot of stimulation.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Because that's what it feels like, educating yourself almost to the possibilities. And then you've got more to choose from than you know what to do with. And that's a lot better than not knowing any of them to choose from, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Does that help you, my dear?
Yeah, it does. And I appreciate it. I don't want to hold up your line, hon, because you only got 15 minutes left.
Well, God bless you, my dear. I try to make everybody happy the best I can in a short period of time. And you have a good weekend, and
you too, hon.
Tune back in the show. Let people know what I do. Let them know about the show, and stay happy in that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gary.
You too, girl. Talk to you
bye,
soon
honey.
Again. Bye bye. All right, you got 856 coming up. I'm going to take just about 30 seconds and get a little water. I'm going to play a little music for you for just a second. This is Spring Meadow. Be back in about 30 seconds, folks. Get a little bit of water here. Pretty close to 30 seconds, so just wanted you folks to know. 856, are you with me, 856?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Rosemaria. I haven't talked to you for a while, a long while.
Rosemaria, is that?
Right.
Okay. How may I help you, my dear?
Whatever you can pick up for the next couple weeks on me, relationship, okay. Job-wise, whatever you can pick up.
All right. Will do. I'm charging these stones up, my dear. And let me get your energy into it. I've given you a reading before, is that correct?
A while ago.
No, okay. Was it helpful?
A little bit, but a little chaos. I just came back from a huge chaos.
Darling, there's so much chaos in the world. If we just get a little bit, we're doing well.
<You know? laughs> That was a huge one.
Okay, well, it wasn't as big as it could have been. How's that?
True.
Now, having said that, Rosemary, I've got these stones nice and warm, and all you have to do is say drop when it feels right, okay?
Okay. Drop.
All right. Well, yeah, I do feel a lot of changes in relationships and business and plans. Just a lot of things kind of went 180. But it's not necessarily at your disadvantage. In a lot of ways, it's setting you off on it's almost like this path of screw it. Now I'm really determined. I'm really going to kick ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There is a part of that I feel for you. I feel that you're coming, that you feel, and that's good determination because that's actually going to work for you. It really will. As you go through this first couple of days and week, you're still trying to, sort things out with all the changes, make the right decisions, line things up correctly, that sort of thing. But it feels like you do that pretty well here in the next week and a half to two, and that starts the short term for the long term. It's starting to line the bricks up for the next chapter in your life, the new plans you have, new hopes you have, and so forth. So all this chaos, even though it's been through a I guess there's baseballs through some windows, cracked some windows, so to speak, knocked your plans around, but it also got you to maybe get outside and look at the house and go play baseball yourself. Do things differently. Start to envision things differently, that sort of thing. Because as you go through this first week or two, you're going to find by the second and third week here that you're making much more empowered decisions. They're not so much based on what could backfire as much as what could work. And it feels like you have had a lot of changes in business plans. Is that correct?
Or not that I know of.
Commitments in some way?
About a guy I'm interested in. So
okay, well, that's a change in commitment to what I was feeling. But as you go through this next couple of weeks, you're going to put a lot of this stuff in the past so you can have a... it's almost like you need to have your space to regather to get your feeling of love, of confidence, of harmony, of what your new plan is, of how you want to deal with your place, and even about some adventures you're planning on taking. So with this, with things changing, with things sort of being disrupted, I guess, in one way, it's offering you other opportunities, and you should really look at it that way. Because, by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, you're going to really have a lot of good energy going for you. And part of it's because you're dealing with the changes, the unexpected, the frustrating, in a very different way in these first couple weeks. Like I was saying earlier, you're kind of getting to a this sense of determination. You're just not going to let crap bother you that much. You're just not.
True.
Do you see what I'm saying?
True.
And that really helps you. That helps you a lot. Because it takes you to the next stages in your life without a lot of regrets or frustration or anger and all that sort of thing. And that's really where you want to be. Because with love, with opportunity, with fresh plans, that's coming back into your life. Remember, everything is a cycle. And so you kind of go through this cycle, you get recharged, and you come back like kicking butt like you want to be. With your own sense of conviction, determination, strength. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I hope it made, I hope it made sense before I left.
Yeah, well, start. You got the luck stone right at the top, luck and Neptune, and the way they're pointing out by 11 o'clock with the life start, it's saying, really start believing in what the good things for yourself. That's what good change does. It shakes up everything so you can reevaluate it and put it in perspective. Probably better than if the waters were stagnant.
Cool.
Does that help?
It helps.
Okay. Don't worry about love, girl. You're going to have it back. It's going to work out. It is.
Cool.
You
I
just
hope
need
right
to,
behind me.
Yeah, well, you just need to be comfortable with yourself more than anything. Turn the light on within yourself. And when you do that, you shed it everywhere. Wherever you are becomes bright because you're shining light.
Gotcha.
That's,
appreciate it.
That's, you too. You too, Rosemary. Well, God bless and stay empowered, girl.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good Monday. Have a good rest of your life. Have a good eternity. Okay.
You too. Thanks.
God bless you, girl. All right. We've got about 9 minutes and can probably get to 2, maybe 3 callers. One just disappeared. Let's see. We're at 248. Can you hear me, 248?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Jackie.
Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jackie, how can I help you tonight, my dear?
My finances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about, my finances.
Are you working right now?
No.
Okay, you're looking for work?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I see. I'm charging up these stones, my dear. And one of them jumped out of my hand. I'll explain that to you in just a moment. You just remind me of that. Just remind me that one jumped out. Now that I've said it twice, I'll probably remember it. Now, having said that, Jackie, all you have to do, my dear, when it feels right, is just say drop.
Drop.
All right. Well, interesting. I told you the stone went out of my hand. It was the sunstone. And the sunstone means power. It's you. It's self. It's motivation. It's dry. And it when it slipped out of my hand, it felt like you felt like you have no power. Ironically, the same stone, the sunstone, landed almost at 12 o'clock. It's the highest stone in here. The magic stone is pointing at it. The mercury stone is pointing at it. Mars is right close to it, having to do with activity. This is you're in a very good position right now to take some big leaps in your life.
Mm.
You've got nothing to lose. You really don't have anything to lose, and it feels like with you're probably going to take the next day or two to kind of feel out maybe what I'm suggesting, because something in you has said, do a 180 on this. Where you don't have power, go screw it. I'm going to get power. And that's sort of the first decision in a series of decisions. It's going to help you get finances, going to help you get balance, going to help you feel good around your environment with people you're with. You know, do you have kids you're with? A kid or two?
Yeah, they older, though. But I got kids, yeah.
Okay. So as you go through this first week, there's so much strength here for you in being able to decide, okay, enough of this wondering why I don't have power. And that automatically puts you in a situation to start feeling power fresh and new. It really does. And you've got nothing to lose by just shifting gears, you know. If you're in fourth gear and you think, well, that's as far as the car will go, well, maybe not. Maybe you have 16 gears in an overdrive. You just never realized it. Look at life that way, because as you do in this next couple of days and week, that's going to start motivating you to feel better about everything and worry less about the past and all the crap that's not work. And it's going to help you and people who, like female friends, whether it's sisters or friends, female support, very good for you in the next couple of weeks. It even feels like there's male support coming from you. I can't tell who it is, but it feels like there's male support coming for you. And as you decide in this first couple of days or week that, hell, you're going to get this power back, rather than, like I said, the sun being the stone slipping out of my hand, now that it's back on the very top, it's saying this is the time for you to just completely feel fresh about everything. Because by the second and third week here, this is really going to work for you. It's going to give you new opportunities, going to give you new ideas. It's going to tell you what the next step in your life was being. It's going to help you take the brakes off so you can go full blast, because you've it feels like you take four steps up forward and five back, and I'm suggesting take five steps forward and one back. Change the whole formula. You can do it in the way you think, in the way you decide here in the next couple of days and week, because this is probably the best time for you to change this way you look at things than you've had in a while, because you're kind of fed up with feeling fed up, you know?
Yeah.
And so it goes the other way, you know, as you're starting to go the other cycle. Well, good. Everything is a cycle. But while you're heading the other direction, don't walk, run. Hell yeah, get to the top of that mountain. Feel good quick. Because as you do that in the next couple of days and week, you're going to find yourself ready to experiment with who you are, with what your plans are, with what you can do, with what's open for you. It's going to help you with relationships of both men and women, whether they're family or friends. Going to start giving you a boost. You'll feel better. You'll be able to return it to them. There's a whole good chain of events that comes out of this. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you've really brought a lot of luck into your life, a lot of fortunate circumstances that connect dots in the future. It's helping you with love. It's helping you make good plans on your future here. So only got a couple minutes. That's about all I can cover. But take this first couple days to just go, you know what, I'm tired of being fed up, so I'm just not going to be there anymore. What's on the other side of the mountain? Take a look and try for the other side of the mountain. You'll be surprised how fast you can move toward it. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
That makes a lot of sense. Lots of sense.
Good.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Oh, Jackie, just try to do my part to make it a better world, you know.
Oh,
God bless
man,
you,
your
girl.
Part work. God bless you also. Have an awesome night.
You too, my dear. You too. Got time for one more, and this is 111. Are you there, 111?
Yes. Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
Melissa.
Pardon me?
Melissa? Yes.
Okay, and what's your question, my dear? I'll take one question. I don't have too much time.
Love, career in the next couple of months. What do you think?
Career? Are you in school now?
No.
Okay. It felt like school somewhere down there, learning something. Well, you say drop, my dear, and I'll give you, in about a minute and 30 seconds, I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
Whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you've got the love stone right on top, so it seems like there's people who are concerned about you, care about you, love, family, people like that. Part of what you're letting go of, a bunch of sort of frustration, anger, stuff from the past that's built up. As you let go of that in the next couple days and week and let this feeling of love return to yourself, you're going to be bringing in a lot of fresh opportunity yourself. You're going to start seeing things that were maybe you'd considered before, but now you're considering them again with a more like a clear light, more focused light, more determined. And don't be afraid of whether you need to learn new things or try new things, because there's a lot of freshness coming up for you in this three-month period that will bring you a lot of luck. And by this freshness, I mean challenge yourself. See yourself in a different light. Break out of old patterns. And as you do, by the end of this three-month period, not only are you going to have a lot of good feeling about success, you're going to be moving closer toward that, you're going to feel better about career, but it's also setting you up with the sun out here by 12 o'clock. It's setting you up for a whole new period in your life that's going to be a lot more successful than it has been. So use this first couple of days to feel in love with life and yourself and family and everything, and don't worry. That's about all I can cover. I've only got 15 seconds left. Melissa, God bless you, girl. Hope that helps.
Yes.
And to all you folks, come back next week. Psychics Gone Wild, Monday night, Gary Wimmer. Check out GaryWimmer.com. Check out A Second Eternity. You'll enjoy the book. God bless. Have a good night, folks.